Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Isinger. Hi, Joni, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I am fine. Thank you very much. Very much looking forward to our show today. Obviously, we have a slight difference because in the UK, we haven't done the time save, whereas obviously on East Coast, you have, haven't you? So we're a little bit early in the States. So for those that are queuing, actually, thank you very much for following us. And thank you very much for knowing when we're online, because we already have quite a few callers, just so you know, Joni.
Excellent.
I'm actually going to say, so Joni, would you like to tell everybody, well, so I'll talk about a little bit of the show, how we are and who we are. So those who know us, you know we've been doing this for 7 years. You know it's a live call-in show, and you also know we both had a sense of humour. And we're good friends as well, even though we've not physically met in person. So on that, I am now going to say, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are, or what you do, and where you can be contacted?
Sure. My name is Joni Isinger, and you could find me at my website, Joni's White Light joniehealing.com, my YouTube channel, Joni Isinger. That's the way you could contact me. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I now live in North Central New Jersey. I am a conventionally trained social worker, not practicing anymore. I did not believe in any of what Caroline and I do today. Around 2003, 4, 5, my gifts started coming in, undeniably so. I started doing hands-on healing, channeling departed ones and pets, seeing into bodies, jumping into other lifetimes, and the list goes on. And I know since we have a lot of callers, I'm going to keep it brief. I now embrace the concept of unity consciousness, that we are all one. I believe that I am here to assist human beings in healing and awakening, that there is more than what meets the eye. And I believe that doing a radio show and doing what I do in the social way that I do it, the different ways, not only gives me such joy, but it's being of service to other. And I very much enjoy my job. I do it professionally, and I'm just going to keep it brief. So please, Caroline, fill people in on who you are and how they can find you.
That is fine. Thank you very much. Well, I'm actually quite excited because I have revised my website, so I'm really happy about that. It is www.crystalheartpsychics.com, and I now even have an app in the Google App Store. It's not available on Apple yet, but it is available on Android, so that's a little bit of exciting news for me. However, for me personally, I'm exactly the same. I didn't believe in any of this. I am a very logical person. So therefore, you know, I knew things about people, but I always just thought I was just perceptive. I never thought in a million years that I was actually psychic. It wasn't till about same time, 2002, 2003, my actual horse at the time got quite sick. My hands would get hot, but I really didn't know what it was. But I knew that it helped. So I used to go into his stable, put my hands on him, didn't tell a soul because I didn't know what it was. It wasn't until at a later point, there was life circumstances, which I will talk about. So, you know, my ex-husband decided that he was going to leave. I also knew of his infidelity. I actually came home the one day and decided to sort of think to myself, oh, with all this time we spend apart, and my gut feeling was phenomenal, and I'll never forget that. I spent 2 years going through this whole process of me knowing I could heal my horse but not knowing what it was, and thinking this thing that I thought, but it turns out I was actually, my intuition was right. And because I'm a very logical person, it was very sort of like, oh, wow. So if I'd have listened to my gut feeling, not necessarily my head, I probably would have left this 2 years ago. However, everything happens for a reason. My logical brain couldn't cope with it. So I actually went on lots and lots of courses. So now I'm a qualified Reiki master healer. I'm a psychic clairvoyant. I'm a medium. I work with my guides. I get symbolizations. I'm also clairvoyant as well, but I'm also a qualified hypnotherapist, master practitioner, life coach. I also have recently just qualified in a bit of homeopathy, a bit of herbology, and also a bit of aromatherapy. So I'm an all-round mix, but I am the same as Joni. I do believe that we are all one. I do believe that, you know, that connection is there. I also believe that we're in Earth School and we are here to learn. However, that doesn't help us sometimes when we go round and round in circles. And one of my great strengths is I do actually spot negative life cycles. And I do believe that that is our energy. And until we heal from that energy, we will continue to repeat the same cycle. That doesn't just mean in this life. That means in previous lives as well. So, and I'm sure Joni will totally concur with me on that one.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So I think because we have a few callers and we have 1 hour 50 left, I think the best thing to do is to start with the first call. So I will just explain what we do. We ask who you are and where you are from. We will also ask what question you have. If you have a question, if you don't have a specific question, you can say general reading. What we tend to do first, because me or Joni will spot this, is we may find offer to give you healing first, and then we can focus on the future, if that makes sense, because you have a better possibility of a better future if there's a bit of healing that needs to be done. So on that note, I think I'm going to go to the first caller, which is 197. Coming to you now.
Oh,
and
hello.
Who are we speaking to? And where are you from?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City. How you doing?
Hi, Bryn. And how
hi
can
there.
We help?
Let's see. I'd like a general reading, if that's possible.
Okay.
What's going on? Yeah.
Caroline, go for it.
Okay. Is there anything specific that you would like to focus on, or are you just a bit of an all up in the air right now? I kind of feel I want to
yeah,
say all up in the air right now.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So I always get the feeling when someone's, and this is a vision I get in my head, so I'll just explain it. It's like you're standing there and you're pointing at different things. And I feel at the moment there's a lot of choices to be made. Does that make sense? But I also want to focus
yeah.
a lot on your career. Does that make sense? But I think there's
yeah.
other things in the background, like relationships, moving, all sorts of things.
Right.
But I think the big one right now is career. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Okay. The words I feel is that I am actually picking up that there is, I don't know, do you feel like you're undecided about moving? To where you are?
I haven't been thinking about it. I just been thinking about, you know, my career and purpose. That
yeah.
kind of thing.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that whole, it does, and I am going to say this, feel like you're going through a little bit of a dark night of the soul. Now, what that is where you start to question life as a whole. What am I here for? What's my purpose? What am I meant to be
right.
doing? Is it the right thing for me? And I kind of feel you have you touched on your spiritual journey a little bit? Because I kind of feel that it feels like you're getting pushed to go down that path. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I meditate. I've been on this
yeah.
journey for quite many years. And I did have a very dark kind of dream last night.
Yeah.
But I had a kind of dark day, but then around 3 o'clock, okay, what happens to me, sometimes I get these energy surges or downloads
mm-hmm.
where I almost like snap out of it and
yeah.
everything becomes good. I've had that all my life. I would walk down the street or I'd be in a bus and I'd be sitting mm-hmm. there and all of a mm-hmm. sudden something switches and I feel like everything is expanding. Like
yeah.
like physically also, like my head gets bigger, my body gets bigger and everything looks
mm-hmm.
clear and fascinating for no good reason
yeah.
at all, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what happened today. But I had that dream last night.
Yeah. So it kind of feels like something's kicked you off again into thinking, right? Okay, am I doing the right thing? Should I be doing this, not this? And I think, you know, we all, and I'm very similar, and I will say this, I think when we are on our spiritual path, we do our day-to-day thing and we do our, you know, career and everything
right.
else. But I think we also then sit there and question, should I be doing more of this? And I think that's kind of where I'm picking up. It's like if they're showing me a picture of an oak tree, so it's almost like there's lots of branches. And at the moment, there's a whole variety. And I think the inspiration, yes, it felt like your energy was shifted yesterday. It wasn't necessarily dark. Does that make sense? The dark dream wasn't helpful. And I think that was you getting a bit of a nudge. But I also feel you've cleared that out today, and then this whole
could be, yeah.
and what I'm actually picking up is like they're showing me rainbows and clouds. So I kind of do believe
uh-huh.
that it's kind of like rainy day, sunny day. That's how it feels to me, and that's how they're
yeah,
portraying
yeah, that's what it's been like.
Yeah,
yeah, it was rainy
yeah,
day
like,
in the beginning, and now it's
yeah.
like rainbows, you know, rainbowish.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But I also get the saying, out of small acorns grow big trees. So, and they are asking me for you to stay more grounded, okay?
Right.
Because as you well know, and I know, that if you unground yourself, you can create chaos for yourself in
yes.
the sense that you stop. I always believe logic and intuition do work beautifully together. Yeah. And that's just me. I'm quite
right.
grounded as an individual and I like to stay that way. However,
right.
sometimes
right.
what happens is I actually then sort of feel that I should be doing more. So I'm in a similar position and feel very similar to you.
Right.
Your career is fine, is what I guess. But I also
okay.
feel there's some unsatisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, because I feel there's more, you know, there's more of me
yeah.
to come through. I do readings on the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah.
I want to get more into energy healing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And long distance healing and healing animals and people. I'm very connected to animals and nature.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and
yeah.
I want to uncover that because I mean, I like the readings, but I know there's more about me than that, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I think, yeah, the readings are great,
readings
but
are great.
I think if you're a healer, you're a healer. It will always be your first line.
Right, right.
So it's kind of doing the whole readings over the telephone and managing to offer a bit of reading in between. If I do readings over the phone, I tend to do the intention. So I'm sending healing to that person as I'm talking, which is something that you could do, okay?
Okay.
Because what I am being told is,
yeah.
yeah, that is expanding your consciousness and your awareness. And I feel that they're saying to me, they're showing me a stairways and they're saying you're moving up the ladder. Which I feel that
okay.
that's what you're feeling. So it's like you're almost becoming more connected.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and
I
don't be surprised
right.
if more gifts. Yeah, and don't be surprised if more gifts come in.
Okay. Well, thank you
so,
for that. Yeah.
yeah. I do right. feel there's a bit of a guide changeover coming, and I have had a picture of a monk. So just beware of that.
Okay.
One. So what I am going to do is I will hand you to Joni now because I do
What's
believe she
again?
May have. I'm Caroline, and obviously
oh, thank
there
you,
is.
Caroline. Thanks.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm the English one. That's Caroline, and obviously Joni is the American one. Sorry, Joni.
Okay.
That's okay.
okay.
You
I'm
going
to hand over to Joni, and
thank you, Caroline. Thanks so much.
Obviously,
for your help.
I'm sure she
it.
Could assist with more.
Okay. Thank
well,
you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
It's
yeah.
fabulous that you're creating like a pattern with us, you know, a connection where we
sure.
know you well. I'm not sure if you're by the radio show because I'm hearing feedback. Might you be able to move away from it?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have anything else on.
Okay,
I'm
so
just on the phone on a landline.
Could be Blog Talk. Yep. So it's this.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't even worry
yeah.
about it. Blog Talk then. So,
sure.
Since you've been calling in, it seems that the theme of work and what should I do has been predominant. Would
yeah.
you agree?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's been.
Is it possible that you might be stuck?
Well, yeah, sometimes I feel stuck, you know.
I feel
yeah,
that...
Yeah, that happens for sure. That's been a big
well,
theme in my life.
Well, I feel this topic is stucking you.
Uh-huh.
Because this question has come up numerous times, and I'm not judging.
Right.
I am not blaming, but there is a consistent pattern regarding the same question, what shall I do, regarding
okay.
career.
Right.
So may I go in and see if there's a block regarding your knowing?
All right.
I'm going in.
Okay, thank you.
It seems that there's an overwhelmment that you have. You are overwhelmed that people... tend to bother you. I don't know whether it's here or in the ethers or other lifetimes, and that by focusing on work, it keeps you from having to deal with other things.
Could be,
This might not resonate, but there is an avoidance here, and I'm not going to call it a preoccupation. It looks like a gerbil wheel, like we're here again.
Yeah.
And there are other things, extraneous issues that are not worked through. I'm seeing problems with other people. I'm seeing blame. I'm seeing guilt. Does any of that resonate where there are other issues that you have not that you've kind of buried or put under the rug?
Well, I don't have any problems with people that I know, that I'm familiar with. It might be childhood stuff that I haven't uncovered.
Or it's other lifetimes.
Yeah, it could be other lifetimes. It could be stuff that I pick up during the dream time, people
okay.
in the dream time.
So I don't think this is conscious, and I'm not even sure whether this is something you're going through now.
Okay.
Let's get rid of negative karma.
Okay.
Across time and space, any negative karma incurred that would have you go into narrowing of focus with a repetitive concern regarding what should I do? I could do more. Should I do this? Maybe I should do that. Leaving outside issues for another time, like or under the carpet. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
You are. And there's a big flurry of activity, a lot of energy that's now surfacing. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for
everyone and everything.
Right. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me.
Please, all of you, forgive me.
Thank God for these life lessons. I do not believe we're separate from God. We're all part of.
Thank you.
Sip water between now. Yep. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. I believe that there are concepts and issues that are going to be more predominant in your life that I'm not going to say they're going to overshadow career, but that you're going to start looking at other issues and remediate them and heal.
Okay.
I feel that you were not advancing because there were other karmic issues that you put aside. I'm hoping that the forgiveness work that you do releases you from this trap or this gerbil wheel and that you become more multifaceted in many other areas of concern. I feel there are things that have been let go in terms of you and your wholeness and that you were there was a narrow focus on you as a worker. But there are many other aspects of you that are going to start blossoming, and you're going to see yourself in many of your own different facets.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense, Joni. A lot of sense, to sort of realize I'm more than just my career or work or whatever.
Right, and that in other lifetimes you basically narrowed it down to a worker, and you let other things go, and those other things are where the pain is and the fear and where the healing is needed.
Probably like relationships, I think, too, like relationships.
Well, that's right. We're connected. We have relationships. And what Caroline did, Caroline gave a lot of information to deepen and enrich that worker that you are and what to look forward to. And then there was some stuckness, so we tag team. And it's going to be interesting to see if you wrap it up in the next month. She got a month. I got a month. Like that things kind of get clear. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then there are other things that pop up outside of the work realm. And then you find joy in different areas of your life.
Okay. Yeah, I like that because I need to recognize my whole life instead of one part of it.
That's right.
Yep. And not only that, I just got told by spirit, you are getting a little bit of a spiritual boot up the backside.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take it as that is there, because sometimes I'm quite similar, and I'm sure Joni will agree with me. We do get cross with upstairs sometimes because we're a little bit like, come on, this is not on. What do you want me to do? And then we go off and try it, and it's not, it doesn't work out as we thought. And then it gets really frustrating. And I think that's kind of a little bit what you're going through right now. And it's like the push me, pull me. So I think with the healing that Joan has done, I think give it 3 weeks and you'll be in a different headspace.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
It's been kind of a weird ride. So thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
No problem. You take care.
Speak
to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, I am coming to number 436, so I'm coming to you right now. So we have a lot to get through tonight, so apologies if we cut it short, but 436, hello, you're speaking to Caroline and Joni.
Hi, Caroline. Hi, Joni. It is my pleasure to be speaking with you ladies again. This is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama, so thank you so much for taking my call.
We haven't spoke to you for a little while, have we? I've just had a look. It's September.
It's been a few months. And I think I like to think that I mentioned this to you ladies about my home. We had some very bad weather to come through here last year. And my home took a hit. My roof and interior, master bedroom and bathroom. And I have been going back and forth with my homeowner's insurance. I had to bring on board appraisal. And then after appraisal, I had to bring an umpire in. And then after the umpire, I've had to now bring in an attorney. And so I would like to know, because we right here on the tail end of the anniversary of that devastation that took place, I'd like to know, do you see a conclusion soon where they actually pay out the amount that has been given to them? Do you see them paying that out soon so I could start the beginning of fixing my home?
So you got estimates, you submitted it, and it's government-based? Is it a FEMA?
It's not FEMA.
Insurance.
I mean, it was, it's homeowners insurance. I've been with them 10 years. It was a statewide emergency, so it was announced.
Right.
It didn't get to the FEMA
right.
part,
it's through owners, through private, for your personal homeowners. Okay. And when did you submit the total for remediation?
We submitted first around April from the contractor, April of 22. And then once I brought in all the parties around May, I want to say around May, or June, I brought in a appraisal, and their appraisal came, and they both did the walkthrough, and they couldn't come up with agreement on the amount. So that's where the umpire came in, nor for myself or the homeowner's insurance, but just the fair guy. And he submitted what he felt was accurate because during the time of waiting for them to do the repairs, the leak from my roof started water damage to the ceiling in the bathroom and in my bedroom. And now, since it's been even longer, mold has set in. So around about November when the umpire submitted his settlement amount, that included mold restoration, and we still haven't gotten a payout. So I brought the attorney in January, and thought that, hey, we're going to get some started, you know, and we still, they still haven't paid, or, you know, they're trying to lowball still, because that's the whole thing. They're,
right.
They've been trying to lowball me. So,
right.
Yeah, I brought everybody in, and as we speak, the attorney now is negotiating with them. And I just want to know, when do you see an actual settlement, conclusion, payout?
I'm not seeing it now. I don't like delivering this. I get it towards the end of the summer. You're going to get more information probably by the end of the year.
Can
oh,
I,
my God.
Can I add in, because I got a slightly different answer? But shall
go
I go afterwards or not?
Well,
so
oh,
I did
you
get
can
you. Yeah, so there is, I did get, so it's a different answer, which sometimes spirit do this to us, so apologies for this, is I did get you'll hear something in June, which I think actually is the same timeline as what Joni is getting. Is that right, Joni?
No.
Yeah.
I'm getting more like October.
It's this
negotiating stuff, hoping that you'll give in and settle, hoping
yeah.
that you will not allow your number to be the final one. I don't feel comfortable. I feel that do you have a lawyer?
Yeah, that's the lawyer I brought her in January. And I've heard the May, June, I've heard that maybe twice. The May,
okay.
June time frame.
Okay.
But I will add, this might not be the payout. This will be more information. And
okay,
to be honest,
yeah.
as I'm speaking, as Joan is talking, she is getting the same as me, because in the sense of they may come to you with a really stupid offer and you may have to knock it back and say no.
Mm.
Right.
I think is where Jamie is coming from.
Well, I feel there's not much you can really do except be firm, you're represented by a lawyer, and that you wait patiently and pray. I feel you've done everything that you can, and I can tell you that when I do readings for people, they don't tend to answer these types of questions, that these are the questions that they don't have psychics answer. Because they're heavy hitters, don't want us to be delivering, because it's more shoot the messenger, and also they want people to experience it firsthand. So I always say to people, they're not going to tell me who's cheating, whether I'm going to be hired or fired, how much money I'm going to get, when I'm going to get it. And so I just want to let you know that kind of like what you're asking is in the category of, at least from the light workers that I work with, they don't have us delivering these types of answers, that they'll give a roundabout, and sometimes they'll just throw something out there, but it's not what it is. So I'm not going to hang my hat on it. It's something
right.
I think that spirit wants for you to use your discernment, maintain your integrity, and pray. And I'm going to pass
yes.
you on to Karen, and I wish you much success. Quickly.
Hi. Yes, I know. It's kind of like I think in these circumstances, everything is very frustrating because it's a long-winded process. And I don't want to say it on live on air, but I can understand your frustration, because you're like, I just want it fixed now.
Right. Yes.
And that's the issue, because like you're looking at your property getting worse. You're looking at,
yes.
you know, sort of like, and you're thinking, well, what happens if I want to move, or what happens if this, and I'm bound into this situation. I will always say, and I do concur with Joni, we are legally have to say this is for entertainment purposes only. We also are not solicitors and cannot give legal advice, as we are not doctors and cannot give medical advice. So, however, all we can give is the guidance we get. Now, what I did get, and this is what I feel, is I feel there will be a message in June. Now, I also feel they may ask for more paperwork. I also feel you'll be shaking your head in despair, okay? And I don't mean that nastily. I just mean because you want it now. You want it like, I want it done. I want to get the people in. I want to organize it. But what spirit don't want for you, and I am really going to say this, is they don't want you to be so desperate that you get, you just accept whatever offer comes in. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Because
absolutely.
I don't feel, I think you might actually get an offer and you'll be like, what? That's not enough. That's not enough to fix everything. And I kind of feel that that might be the situation. So I think there will be some negotiation and there shall be some back and forth that Spirit have told me that you need to stand your ground with the insurance so you don't settle for second best.
Right. I don't plan on. And I didn't add that here lately I have been going to the doctor, experiencing some symptomatic issues due to the mold. So the house has started to deteriorate, and to a certain extent, I will not say my health is deteriorating, but it has been affected. Mm. So that is, again, making me upset because I've been with this insurance company for 10-plus years. This is the first time I've filed a claim with them. So I just feel like, damn it, that is my money. I mean, it is my money.
I totally understand. I mean, the only thing I can do is at the moment, and I am going to sit here and say this, is I can do a healing. I can actually do some forgiveness work with you. We can try and clear these relations, this which will assist in it moving forward. As I say, the strong message is stamp your feet. The strong message is stand up for what you need. And it's very much a case of this is a process, and it is very sad that this is how it works. And unfortunately, I can't change the insurance process. Also, it doesn't matter how long you've been with a company anymore. I think we've all experienced this, is that it really just doesn't matter. They have to follow a process before they agree to pay the bills. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the end of it. But I do feel there'll be some back and forth. Okay. So I'm going to give you some energy to strengthen her. I'm also going to do some forgiveness work because I need to kind of release that anxiety around you. And then what I will say to you is just keep in touch afterwards and let us know. Okay. So are you sitting comfortably? And are you ready?
Thank you.
So I'm going to say to you, I'm not going to ask you to say inside, I forgive myself, okay? I forgive those around me that have caused me harm in the past, the present, and the future. I release all karmic energy in relation to this situation. So I'm also getting a picture of where you were in a situation and two lifetimes ago where your house had fallen down, and it feels that it was burnt down. So there was an issue getting insurance claims then. So it feels like, and I also get the feeling that you might have been the insurance handler. So let's get rid of that karma right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to remove all negative energy across all time and space, across all galaxies, backwards and forward. Release it right now. Send it up to the light. And just wrap it all up in a ball of light and just visualize you blowing it away. Ask yourself to clear this energy to allow for good things to come in. How does that feel?
It feels light. I do not feel as heavy as I feel initially when I called in. Thank you so
much. And I think
much,
with that,
Caroline.
It is, no, that's fine. And I think the worrying, I mean, we all do get stressed. We all worry. We all have our own things. And it's sometimes we just need to take that little step back, stop being in the energy, just take a step back, release the energy, and then we can deal with it a little bit better. Does that make sense? But I also feel, you know, there will be conversations with your lawyer before, but like I say, there's kind of an offer coming in around, as I say, May, June, but I also feel that you might then say no, but you have to take that opportunity when it comes. And that's why Spirit are kind of like, okay, just healing, and then we move on, because I think It's just to release that energy to help it come forward. Does that make sense? So I hope that helps.
And
sorry we couldn't do more.
Thank you, Joni. Thank you both. I love you. And
good luck.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you both.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Blessings to you too. Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye. Okay. We're moving on to 620. Who are you and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hiya, and how can we help?
Well, I'm getting married next month, and I just want to know, your daughter-in-law, my stepmom, to go wedding dress shopping because I wasn't invited.
I lost you a little. Yeah, I was going to say we lost you a little bit. So could you repeat that, please?
Andrea. That's okay. I have a really bad connection here. My son is getting married next month, and I was invited to go wedding dress shopping. Do you think that she asked his stepmom to go instead of me?
You mean the future mother-in-law?
No. My future daughter-in-law. I think she took my son's stepmom, like my ex-husband's wife, to go dress shopping instead of me.
Okay, you go.
Instead of you, see, you don't think you were invited? Is that what you're telling me?
I was not invited. No, I was not invited. I wasn't invited to plan the bridal shower. I wasn't invited to do any of that.
Have you been invited to anything? Like the wedding shower?
The wedding. Oh yeah, the wedding at the bridal shower.
Are you on good terms with your son?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to plan any of it. I wasn't invited to do any of that stuff. It's just sad.
Are you on good terms with your son?
Not so much. Not really. I mean, we're getting better, but at one point we were not. So I'm not sure who was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure if you need us.
I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is that you're asking a question where if you connect the dots, maybe it has to do with the relationship you have with your son.
It could be, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, as we explained to Patricia, I mean, I can't sit here and say to you whether you were or weren't invited because Spirit won't give us the answer. You know, they will not. And the reason for that is because obviously we are here to heal and we're here to act on your behalf to assist you in creating the joy and the love in your life that you need and want. Okay. So I think there is a block between you and your son, obviously, which we just mentioned.
Yes, there is.
And I also feel we have to do some forgiveness work with relation to the ex-husband and the wife.
They haven't, but they haven't. That's the problem.
But what I will say to you is, and if you go on the principle of, and I'm going to call it Ho'oponopono, right, which is the Hawaiian healing principle. It all starts with us, unfortunately. And yes, it's a tough one to take because it's our energy, okay? We're only responsible for our energy and what we feel. So and you have to come from the terms of I'm not responsible for other people's behavior. What I am responsible for is how I feel, okay? So it makes it very difficult, but I feel with you, if we can get some consistency and allow you to feel better about this whole scenario, I do feel there might be changes in the relationship with your son. Because what I do feel, and I am going to say this, yes, there's been some disconnection with you and your son. However, I also feel there's been some interference. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
And that is what's hurt you. So my job is to help heal the hurt, okay? And then we can move forward with the best of it. Because I think what I'm going to say to you is it's very, very difficult with sons and daughters or children. When they have grown up, there's been a little bit of a contentious relationship between the two parents. And then here comes the wedding. That makes it really hard for the person getting married. And this is where the adults have to grow up a little bit, okay? So it does hurt you. Yes, you see what I mean? It's like, I know, and I will say this, my partner has a son, he's 27. I know he'll get married soon. But I also know there's a, you know, my partner and his ex-wife aren't on the talking terms and will never be. And that might make life difficult. And that's a shame for the son. Does that make sense? And this is where sometimes you have to accept that it's about growing up for the children, okay? You can't be responsible for them over there, but you can be responsible for you, okay? So I am, because obviously I don't want to take up too much of the space. I can sit here and do the forgiveness work, but Joni is just as capable, and I don't want to necessarily encroach on anything else that Joni wants to say. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
You there, Joni?
Oh, wait, are you? Oh, I thought you were.
I'm handing you across. No, I can do the healing. I can do the healing, or I can join in with you, and then you can finish off. It's really up to you, but I'm kind of like, I don't want to hog everything.
Okay, so I'm going to go in and see what block there is, what needs to be done. So it seems like between you and your son, it was like, do you believe another lifetime?
I do. My mom, I was adopted. My birth mother's a psychic, so I have some of the ability. Yes.
Super. Okay. So I believe that it was like tag team back and forth with just karmic stuff between you and your son. Let's see what the two of you have been working on. A lot about panic and control. So let's see about this lifetime. Who's got it and who's in charge? Dominance and authority and who's right and who's not. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Let's get rid of negative karma, shall we, between the two of you? Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to be necessarily releasing it everywhere. It means that it's where your higher self here, where you're incarnated elsewhere, is ready to give up the unforgiveness towards self and other. So, Caroline, we're doing this together.
We're doing this together, yeah.
Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma incurred between you and your son, and we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. You're like, ooh. And you're all over in your different lifetimes going, ooh, like, look at, ooh. And you're glad, like, this did suck. And you're like going through the different lifetimes, like, I could get rid of that. And then, like, you're having these conversations, I think, with your other aspects where you're incarnated. Like, go ahead, do it. Do it. It's good. Do it. Forgive him. Forgive him. Look at you. You're like, I'm done. Let's clean this up. Let's clean it up. Ask for his forgiveness. Forgive me ahead of forgiveness. That gives him the opportunity if he wants. He is. Thank God for these life lessons. So it's just a lot of wrangling, a lot of just back and forth. Let's see how it affects you forward. Well, you know, very interesting. It feels like in your not expecting, you're not wanting it so bad. You're not forcing or pushing the river, and you're letting it flow, and you're just being and accepting and having gratitude and forgiving and watching and observing and transcending. I feel like there will be some type of an offer. Caroline, what do you get as a result of her having done the forgiveness work?
Right. Well, I've got to say this, because when you were doing the healing, I kind of saw these little birds and you were kissing your hands and you're like, oh, yes, that's lovely. And you could feel it all floating around. Okay. I also, and I will say this, I do feel that the daughter-in-law might have been a little bit angry. So I feel that the energy will soften up a lot between you guys, okay? So she's, and I know what you're going to say. There's nothing to be angry about. There isn't. But if you prove that you're not the angry one, then you watch it change around you. It's that whole thing about my energy shifted. And it's amazing what happens when your energy shifts. People know. And you don't have to speak to them. They phone up and they go, hi, just like
right,
chicken.
Right.
So I do feel that you'll get a little bit of that. And I also feel there might be, and I am going to say this to you, an apology on the way. I do feel my guides are guiding you to stay, get closer to your daughter-in-law. And I think where you've been is very much, well, I can't. You can, because you now know to make the effort. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I let her know how I felt about the whole bridal shower, and she says it wasn't intentional, but I think at the end of the day, after this wedding is over, she's going to realize.
Yeah,
and
I think you just think,
yeah.
And see all those tears coming out right now? That's you forgiving her, because she has already apologized. She has already said it wasn't intentional. I'm so sorry, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We weren't sure if you wanted to come. You know, so I think take that apology for what it is. It was said with love. Okay, and I think just try and take a step back and see it from their side. Does that make sense? I think you'll be fine on the wedding day. I also get the feeling you'll be invited round for tea. Okay, I don't know how far away you live from your son, but I do feel there'll be a level of inclusion from now on. Okay?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this is the thing. It's being the bigger person and saying, I forgive me for allowing myself to be hurt like that, because we're in charge of our own emotions, you know.
Right.
It's kind of tricky sometimes, and I totally get it. But when we sit in the land of blame and it's not our fault and that person over there was doing it, we're not helping ourselves.
Right.
Okay. So I feel that very strongly that, and I do believe that it'll be a beautiful day and you'll be so proud of your son, and I'm getting lovely chills. And I also feel like go out and get that beautiful dress with that lovely hat and make sure you look amazing. Okay.
Oh, I will. Her mother and his stepmom are wearing blue and I'm wearing purple. So I'm not even going to be like them. And I'm going to make sure I shine.
But again, we've just done the healing. So take them out of your energy field. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not about them.
I'm going to make sure I shine. Yeah, make sure I will shine.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm sending
enjoy the beautiful wedding.
Yes,
thank you.
And I'm sending lots of love and light. And we'll look forward
to
speaking to you in the future. Okay, all right. Then.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Okay,
bye bye.
Uh huh.
Right, okay, I do have a little bit of anonymous line calling, so I'm just going to say it's going to be 111, which is the sign of angels, which blood could do to us, so I don't know who you are, and obviously you'll know if you don't want to be heard, that's fine, don't talk to us, but you are speaking to Caroline and Joni, and it's your last three digits of reading is 111, so who are we speaking
Hello.
To and where are you from? Hi.
Hi.
You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Sorry, who is it? Sorry, from Ohio? Ohio, sorry, I said that wrong.
Filson.
Didn't we speak to you before sometime? Because I remember thinking, it's all right. I was just looking at it because I'm sure I struggled with your name before. So apologies for that. Anyway, how can we help? What can we do for you today?
I've been struggling in the love department. Not recently, but like about a year ago, broke up with somebody who was verbally abusive, but I just have a hard time letting them go, and I was just wondering if I can get some help with that or if you see anyone better coming in.
Okay. I think, and I know it's Joni's turn first, so I'm not going to hog it. Is it your turn now, Joni? Sorry, I'll shut up if it is.
Yeah, I think
you go, and I'll be quiet.
How long were you with this person?
I was with them for about 6 months to, like, maybe 8 months.
Okay. And who ended it?
I did.
And was it due to the verbal abuse?
It was due to the infidelity.
Okay. And you're having difficulty with the ending and separation?
Yeah.
Is there a part of you that wants to go back?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, can I go into that and see?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in. Um,
do you feel this resonates? I feel that there are different lifetimes where people would say to you that they weren't, the person wasn't good for you, but you said they were, that you didn't believe people's advisements.
Yeah.
That people are pointing out, like, that person isn't good for you, and they can say why. They give examples, but you would say they are. Did that happen with this one?
Yeah.
Can I go and see where that comes from the other lifetime?
Yes.
Going in. It's interesting. It feels like there are many lifetimes where you would fall and then get up and fall and get up and fall and get up, and you were so tired of feeling like you failed that you kind of just gave in. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to go along with it. And that you came up with some type of a conclusion that it's better just to go along with things and coast and not deal rather than take efforts to advance, even if sometimes it doesn't work out. So the times when you kept picking yourself up and falling, picking up and falling, they weren't necessarily bad. It wasn't necessarily bad that you fell, but you were concluding that you shouldn't have even tried. So it seems it bleeds through into this lifetime that you're going along with things because if you do something to better yourself or do something that's for your highest good, you might experience some type of a quote-unquote crash, and you're avoiding that. But you see, you're in a catch-22 because if you don't do what you need to do for your higher self, then you're settling, and then you're in something that's lower where you're paying a price. So it's one thing or the other. Are you following?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to get rid of negative karma?
Yes. Yeah.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, all the times where you used your strength and your wit and your discernment and your judgment, and you saw what was for your highest self, and that you would, the fall wasn't a failure. The fall was actually just the pain, the sting from making a decision that sometimes was for your high, that not sometimes, it was for your highest self, and how it became avoidance. And the conclusion was, I might as well just deal because it's not as painful. So it became a conflict avoidance and a feelings and pain avoidance rather than taking care of yourself, and how it would bleed through into this lifetime that would make it difficult for you to cut ties, see that it's okay, know that you're okay, see things for what they are, know that your future is bright and that you're maintaining your integrity. And we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Yeah, man. Forgive everyone and everything, including this person. Ask for his and everyone's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Can I do a clearing on you?
Yes.
Anything that's in on around suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated. Any chips or implants gone, MKUltra programming gone, abductions we rescue, places where you're blown up, decimated, we put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. You had some stuff on you that was not, you were not feeling joy, your emotions, your energy was down, your life was being sucked from you, there was some devilish crap around. It's gone, honey. You were having difficulty in this lifetime and a few others feeling joy and getting things right the way you wanted it. And I believe that when you go home today, wash your face. You put like warm water and soap and maybe a washcloth or not, and you wash your face?
Yeah.
I feel that washing your face is going to help. There's something about the holiness of washing your face. You are beautiful. You are delicate, you are gorgeous, you are holy. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline for more, and we support you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm pretty sure both Joe will concur on this. So both of us have been through similar. We've actually got to a place where we've had to sort of stand up for ourselves. And it's very difficult. And when you are in or have been, so this is what I got as you were speaking to Joni, is that this relationship, there was a soul connection. I believe that with what Joni has done, that has been relieved. Does that make sense? So I also feel that it's very difficult because you haven't let go, and it's almost like there's an addiction there to, and you'll probably find this started with childhood. Does that make sense? So if someone has been abusive to you, your self-worth goes, and actually you believe that you don't deserve any better. Whereas truthfully, what you needed to say to yourself is, this isn't worth it. I don't deserve to be spoken to in this manner. Therefore, I will leave. And that is your option. Because what happens is, if someone becomes controlling, and I will also say this, when there is an infidelity, you can guarantee that the person who is doing the infidelity bit will become controlling and therefore abusive towards you. And that is their emotions. Their grief cannot cope with it. Does that make sense? It's their guilt they struggle with. Okay? So what I'm going to do now is, because obviously I feel that, and I'm being shown a picture of trees, and Joni has done an absolutely amazing healing on you there, is to predict forward, okay? So the first thing, and this is your homework. Now, we do give homework on Blog Talk Radio because it's necessary. Now, I personally feel until this is cleared within you, I don't want you to actually, and I'm not saying this to disempower you. It is totally up to you. You can go and meet someone tomorrow. However, your energy field needs to be stronger. So if someone shows that one red flag to say, I'm going to turn into this person after I've got you hooked in, you know, and your intuition tells you to walk away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we have to move from a place of need to a place of, I'm okay, thanks, and I really don't care if anyone else doesn't come in. When you get there, normally what happens is you end up meeting someone, and the reason for that is because your boundaries are strong enough to say, if I'm treated badly, I don't deserve to put up with this, so I either learn to put them in their place or I walk away. Okay? So,
okay.
Now, I am being shown a picture, okay, and I will say this. I do at some point, so the homework is, I want you to look in the mirror most days and say, I'm amazing and I love myself, right? You might sit there and say, oh my God, that's a really silly thing to say. Trust me, it will make your energy change. And if you can't do that, write it in a journal. Even if you have to say to yourself 10 times a day, I love myself, I deserve to be treated well. And the person who deserves to be treated well is you, and you deserve to treat yourself well, okay? So I do believe that with that little bit of homework, you will help your energy shift, and then I feel you'll get your fun back, because I also feel the fun's gone out of your life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Have you not felt like you could go out?
Yeah, I feel like a little bit, drained.
Yeah, and that's the energy. So, okay, if you ever feel that energy connection to him again, so I will say this, if he comes into your head, you visualize a knife and you cut the link, okay? And the reason why I say that is him thinking about you, not the other way around. So you could be even cleaning the toilet and he could come into your head. That's him thinking about you, and that's part of the reason why you can't let it go. However, if you get to the place where you can just send it out as soon as it comes into your head, you banish it and say, I don't want you in my head. Get out of my headspace, right? I honestly believe you will feel a lot better because this guy is draining your energy, whether you like it or not. That spiritual link is still there, and he still takes zapping your energy, okay? So that's one thing. The sooner you start to focus on you, the sooner you start to focus on you getting out and doing the things you enjoy and love doing, the better you will feel about life, okay? I just feel at the moment there's a few steps in the process. So I'm not sure how many friends you have or whether you have the opportunity to go out, but I just feel that there's a little bit of, how do I put it, I don't know whether there's enough friends around you to support you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Which is not helping you get out of the cycle. So I feel make new friends. I don't know whether there's a person, people at work, whatever, but I just feel this level of independence needs to be brought into you. I think when you're in that place, you'll find a very different person. Then, and only then, you can go dating again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what it is to get you to heal your energy field so you're not attracting the same thing over and over again. Because I don't feel this is the first relationship where that's happened. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone for therapy? I just want to interrupt. Have you ever seen a therapist?
Based on a pretty weekly basis.
Excellent. Fabulous. I used to be one. I'm all for it. Excellent. Good for you. Keep going, Caroline.
Yeah. And that's really, so the whole working on yourself is doing the things you enjoy doing. I don't know what you enjoy doing, but they're saying to me, get outside. Write your feelings on a bit of paper. If you don't feel you can talk to it, you can keep a journal. Have a gratitude diary, making sure you're writing down exactly how you feel, negative emotions and both positive. We are allowed to have both. That is part of our journey. Okay. And I think once you've uploaded this, I feel you'll feel better about life. I can actually feel your aura expanding as you're talking to us. Does that make sense? Do you feel better as you're talking to us?
I do.
Yes. So, and this is kind of where we need to keep you on that positive energy loop. So when you feel down, it's either have a friend to talk to. If not, write it down. Get it off your chest and out of your system. Cleanse your energy. I also suggest meditation, okay? And I don't know whether you're a gym bunny or whether you want to go to the gym or do something like that, but what did you used to enjoy?
I used to enjoy running and going to the gym.
And are you going to the gym or running now?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to say to you, whether you feel like it or not, you need to go to the gym or start running again. And just think about yourself. Like if you're up in, and okay, this is a visualization for you. So if you are stuck in chains, right, just imagine yourself, and I'm going to do this as a visualization. Just imagine yourself when you're in a race and you're running through that final barrier. So a bit like if you've done a marathon and you're like, yes, with your arms in the air. This is about you breaking free, okay?
Okay. Yep.
So if you visualize that and allow yourself to go running again, and I bet your bottom dollar within the next couple of days you'll go, I feel like going running. And then it's a little bit like Forrest Gump, you know, you just decide to carry on running. But that is going to really help you and get you back on track. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So I hope that's helped.
Thank you.
But you take care, and we shall send love and light, and we'll speak to you soon, okay?
Yes, and let us know how you do.
Yeah. Even okay. If you just message our page, you know, we have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team page. Both me and Joni are admins on it. Well, I'll make sure we are, because I think Facebook decided to change something. Yeah. And message us and let us know, you know? Follow our show. We're back on, when did we agree, Joni? Was it the 12th of April?
Oh, I don't remember.
Me and Jenny do this every month. Well, we're either back on the 12th or the 13th of April. I don't know which date yet. I'm sure it was the Wednesday, wasn't it, Joni? So, yeah. Yeah. So that's, I'm laughing when we say it.
Yes.
Joni takes it, yes.
April 12th.
I think you said the 12th, yes. So April the 12th, we will be back and follow our show. But, yes, let us know. Okay?
Good luck.
Okay.
And sip water. Sip water will help flush the negative energies through the physical body.
Yeah. Bye. You take care. Bye-bye. Right, I'm going into our next caller is 033. So we're not too far away very quickly. So 033, can I ask who you are and where you're from?
Hey, this is Vince. How are you?
Hi, Vince.
Good.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. So I just wanted to get a general, you know, I haven't heard anything about any jobs or anything. I've been calling and leaving messages for some places that I've interviewed for. You know, so I'm just waiting to hear from them. And
okay.
So I just want to get a general and see, you know, what's going on, if you maybe have a timeline or anything.
Okay. Right, okay. What I'm going to say, Vince, is obviously we spoke to you quite in depth last month, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to say very quickly is we'll do a quick healing, which will help pop your energy up a little bit. And then probably at that point, we can probably give you a little bit of a timeline, okay? I don't feel it's far away. But I am being told to say to you, be really discerning about the next job you take. Because I feel, you know, obviously we want the right fit for you. Does that make sense? And I think this is kind of really important right now. So actually what I'm actually going to say is we're going to offer some healing on, and I think Joni will agree with me. Are you okay with this, Joni? Do this both together and then.
Yeah.
And then we'll do this both together, lift your energy up, and then obviously let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
So because I feel, yes, you have been down. I also feel that obviously with what's the events, the chain of events that have occurred, is you have felt a little bit lost recently. And there's also, I'm sensing some desperation on the financial level coming in as well. Okay?
Yes.
So are you sitting comfortably?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Just visualize all those negative feelings right now that you're feeling.
Okay.
So I'm asking you to ask yourself to connect to your higher self, okay? Close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose, and out through the nose. Okay, so what I'm also asking is just any negative feelings with relation to any past jobs that have been had. I want you to feel those feelings right now and just visualize and actually have your hands rolling in front of you as if you're wrapping them up. And you're taking this whole long line of karma and negative feelings and the drama and all the anger and all the anxiety. And you're just wrapping that up into a little ball of light. Okay? Can you visualize that for me? It's going to look like, and the way I'm visualizing it is it looks like gray cotton. So this is how bad your feelings are. Okay? So I'm wrapping them up. I'm actually sort of, and I'm, just blow them away into a white light. Okay, so just take a deep breath in through the nose and blow through. Okay, now what they're showing me is a little cloud with hearts in. So this is about removing the negative emotions. I feel that you've had a battering and your inner self, the bit that wants to stand up for himself, kind of just gnaws at everything, okay? So what Spirit is saying to me, it's not for you to keep doing that. So we want to put you in the right place where you don't have to fight and argue and rant and rave. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know what you've worked at before, but I'm kind of getting like a picture of an oil refinery or something along those lines. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny because I just applied online. On a website called Indeed, and I saw online that this oil refinery, it's called Global. I just applied for a job there either last week or just the week before, and I'm waiting to hear from them.
Okay, good. Well, don't just rely on what I'm saying. Keep applying. Keep your focus.
I know.
You know, but keep asking Spirit to assist and help and guide. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now they've shown me the picture of the lotus flower, which is peace to me. So I do feel there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of energy being blown around the wind with you. I do feel that there may be something within the next 1 to 2, 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not getting 1 week, I'm getting 2 to 3. But I'm being told, you know, to take you into a place of being a little bit more relaxed. And the other thing is coming up to me is there's a person within you that is very wise. And it's really mad because if the angst and all the anxiety of the outer emotions isn't there, you'll probably find you're a very different person, okay? So mm-hmm. I do feel that helping you with that healing is going to help you a lot. Joni, would you like to say any more?
Sure, let's see. Okay, does this resonate, Vince, where you ask yourself a lot, how am I going to do this? How's it going to happen? How am I going to get by? How? Are you possibly doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So the first thing that Caroline and I will speak for Caroline because she's going to smile, and Spirit are saying to you is you don't have to ask how. Do you agree, Caroline, that I spoke for you correctly?
I always say, yep, don't worry about the
there
how.
Okay. Spirit knows us all intimately, and for you or others who don't know what this spirit thing is, God, creator, source, whatever you want to call this oneness, this intelligence, this love consciousness, we are not forsaken, and that we have guides and we work with angels and ascended masters and many, many others. And that you, Vince, are held and you are known your entire life from birth until now and your other places where you're incarnated. So we as human beings here, we ask this question a lot. How am I gonna? Right. I mean, every person's jaw could hurt for the amount of times, if you put it one after the other, of how often we've said how. So the suggestion is that you imagine that you are marketable, and Caroline picked up, you're a wise soul, and that when you get in touch with your divinity and your specialness, and you imagine that you are hired, that they grab you, they find you, and they got you, then it'll take the edge off. And sooner than later, you will find yourself employed.
So not only that, in a different place. Sorry.
In a different place. Well, yes, you will be where you need to be, what is for your highest good, and you work on your issues, and you shared here beautifully, you know, your issues that you've got. We can't do that for you. So only you can help yourself. We can channel, we can give our spiritual guidance recommendations, but we can't change you. Only you can change yourself. So when you get really honest with yourself around any stuff that you're really done about, like I am so tired of my doing this and that, you can stop. There's no reason why you can't. I okay. heard something on some famous spiritual guru. I don't follow gurus, but it's just someone who was famous. And basically, he said, it's all about perception. It's how you view it. You don't have to be in therapy for 20 years to change your behavior and your thoughts. So we are in control of our mind. And once we change our perception about ourselves and what we do and what we think, what we say, then we change our life. So right. All you have to do is let go of past behaviors, past thoughts, past ways you speak, and you change who you are. No one's going to say, well, you need to be in therapy for all these years in order to change your perception. Now, I'm not anti-therapy. I used to be one, and we are not taking the place of mental health counselors. See a therapist if you need it. But we're talking spiritual, metaphysical.
Right.
So that's the extra on top of what Caroline shared and did for you, which was beautiful. And we support you always. And you just keep, you know, doing that adulting. Keep doing the adulting. Give up any stuff that you don't need to do anymore.
Okay.
And pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been doing.
Yeah. prayer. But as I say, the two signs I did get is BP, or the green and yellow, and a royal refinery. So those are the two symbolizations to say that's probably where you're headed.
Okay.
So, but yeah, see this nice calm peace that we have now. This is where we want you to stay. Okay.
Well, the other job that we pertaining close to the oil refinery is a couple weeks ago I applied online for a company called CSX, and it's a railroad company for train company that as a track repair person. And they provide the training and everything. So that's a possibility, too.
Okay,
wow.
See how it goes. That is amazing and brilliant. And I thank you for sharing. But see how it goes. But I do feel just, you know, and I really do want to encourage you to meditate, because I really think it will do you the amazing amount of good. Really, honestly.
Okay.
And, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I can't meditate because I'll fall asleep. Well, so do I. And if I have to listen to my phone with a meditation on before I fall asleep, I wake up the next day feeling so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
We support you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
and
you
I will be releasing
much.
Meditations on Crystal Heart Psychics. But
okay.
That'll be soon. Okay. Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Right. Okay. So we're into number 951. So we have 38 minutes left of the show. And thank you for those who are calling, because we've got an exceptionally busy night, or day, should we say, because obviously we're 5 hours different. Well, is it 4 hours different, Joni? It is, isn't it? 4 hours different.
It's
so
4 hours. Now, are we ending in 10 minutes or are we ending in a half an hour?
38 minutes, to be precise.
Oh, so it's a two-hour show.
Yeah, that was me. I booked 120. I think we agreed that last month.
Okay.
But 951, hello, and we're to you now. And who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Hello? 951?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, hi. How are you doing?
Fine. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from? You're talking to
Caroline.
Oh,
yeah, this is Melvin from Georgia. It's 851.
Ah, 851. I've got 951 here, so apologies. But anyway.
Yes, ma'am. But it's me. Yeah. I want to ask, I go to dialysis. I talked to you all a while back, and I'm having some problems with the nurses and staff there, the techs there, and I have a second meeting with them. With the actually, I had to call and make a file a complaint, and I just want to know. This lady is a new CEO of the company, and we're supposed to meet on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And I just wanted to know how is this going to go, because I don't like the fact the way they are treating me. And they're treating the other patient, especially the elderly patient that can't speak up for themselves.
So,
okay.
Just for clarity, are you a patient advocate?
I am a patient advocate, but I'm also a patient there.
And you were mistreated, and there's going to be a conversation between the company and you, speaking for yourself and other patients?
Yes, ma'am, because I reported about 10 things that I was concerned about, and actually one of the employees wanted to go out for me while I was hooked on the machine.
Damn.
And yeah, wow. And they wanted to curse me, and she cursed me out. And then the next 2 days I went back in for the other treatment, and she's still there. It's like, oh, it's okay, but it's not okay.
No.
That's abusive. And that's and that's the rationale.
So what do you actually want? Sorry, it's your turn, isn't it, Joni? I'll shut up.
Well, I think it is.
Yeah, I
don't.
You want the outcome about the Friday meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how long have you worked there?
I don't work there. I'm a patient there. I go there for dialysis. I'm just a patient advocate. Voluntarily.
So, you got a patient advocate, and they didn't like what you were concerned about.
Exactly. They never like what I'm concerned about.
They minimize your concern and they say it's hearsay, and I don't feel that you get what you would like in terms of the response. Do you have to go to this place, or are there any other dialysis centers you could transfer to?
Well, I mean, I don't want to because I feel like I'm real close to be on the kidney transplant. I'm a U.S. Marine veteran.
Right.
And I don't think that I need to change up. They told me I just need to do some dental work, which I am doing, and do a take some more tests, and I'll be on the kidney transplant list.
Is this related to the VA, the Veterans Administration?
Well, the Veterans Administration, they sent me to this clinic.
So this clinic
is
it's not a private clinic, or is it like a VA clinic, or is it a private one that the VA is outsourcing you to?
No, it's a private one that the VA partnered me to.
Okay. And then Caroline will go in after to see. I'm not feeling comfortable with this place. I feel like, quote unquote, you're right, and that you have a legit concern, but I'm not feeling like you're being heard. And, you know, part of being in Earth School is using our discernment about how far we go with something.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes, and you're going to decide, we're not deciding for you. Sometimes we give it up because we weigh the pros and cons, or let's say you see that you're talking to a brick wall or whatever, then you get to decide what's best for you. So I'm getting that if you can leave, if you can contact like whoever your caseworker is at the VA and give, you know, report back and just say, listen, this is what happened to me, this is what happened to others. I had a patient advocate, we had a meeting on Friday, and it's not going anywhere. Can you please find me another site? I would probably try for a transfer. And that it doesn't mean that you failed, because in Earth School, it isn't necessarily about getting through to the person so they understand, so justice is served. Sometimes the soul growth part of it could be, did I put up with the abuse or the neglect? Did I say something? Did I assert myself? Did I know how to say it respectfully? Did I know when to shut up? Did I know, you know, like to give the other person room? Did I think about things? Did I weigh pros and cons? That's really what this is all about. It's not about getting your way or having changes made. Does that make sense?
I mean, yes, ma'am. I am a professional. You know, I speak professional to the employees, and it's a gang there. It's just like they gang it up on me, and they gang it up on anybody that try to file a complaint against it. They always right. They're never wrong, and they never make mistakes.
Right.
And so they all in it together. The doctors in it together, the nurses in it together, the caregivers in it together. The caregivers is in it together. So I just want to know, do you all, I got to go now, but do you all see any of them getting fired?
That you would get fired?
No, I don't work there.
If them would get fired?
Yo, do you see anybody getting fired from that facility?
No. No. So I'm going to pass you on. I don't know. Do you have time to hear Caroline, or do you have to go?
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Okay. Well, all I was going to say is, unfortunately, you're in this situation where, and I do feel you're sitting in front of a panel of people. That's what I feel. And there is a woman at the head of it. Okay. And they are listening to you, but they're not hearing you. Does that make sense? And I think I am being told to say to you, I think they are going to defend themselves to the hill. And the frustration with you is you're not being heard nor listened to. Okay. So I also feel that I would go in, and the words I'm getting from my guides is prepare yourself, i.e. I hope you've written something down and obviously written your complaint. They are there as a panel to hear what you have to say, okay? So I am of the process that they will go away and they will deliberate and they will let you know. Is anyone going to get fired? The truthful answer is, I'm not sure that will happen. I do feel that they will investigate the circumstances, but I also feel this, and this is what I am getting, is it's about evidence, okay? The thing is that, like, we can all sit there and said, he said, she said. They know.
Yeah, but
they,
my sister,
yeah.
Excuse me. It's more than one thing that I put down, but that I filed a complaint about. You know, it's a lot of things that I put down that I filed a complaint about. About 10 different things. But it's just one incident sticks out. But
yeah.
You don't use your patient out. But,
Well,
okay, I got to run, and I thank you all.
Okay, no problem. Well,
and good luck.
You take care,
okay,
and very good
you.
Luck. Okay, we'll
good
keep
luck.
Our fingers.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Right, okay, I'm going into the next caller, which is 820. Okay, and I think I know who this is because we spoke to you last month, but if you'd like, if 820
Donna,
would like to... Hi, I knew it was. So, yes.
How are you?
Yeah, we did. I'm fine, thank you. How can we help today?
Good. I'd like to know about a partner. Do you see a partner coming in for me? Because it's been quite a while, and I would like to share my life with someone. I think I'd be a great partner, so I wanted to know what you're picking up, please.
Okay. So, it's my turn, isn't it, Joni?
It's
okay.
Your turn.
Right. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you might say,
okay.
How dare she ask me that?
Oh,
okay.
What?
So just
yeah.
To let you know, I'm warning you because we're a kind of, okay. But I'm going to make
fine.
You laugh at the same time. So the words that Spirit are giving me is, whilst you would love a partner, you have extremely high standards. So I kind of feel that there has been people, but they haven't been, I don't know, it feels like they just haven't been up to the mark, or it just feels that it's not quite right, or there's something, you didn't feel like it was the right time, or there's just bits and pieces like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, but it's been a long time even meeting someone. You know, I go out and everything. Yeah.
It isn't easy. I'm not going to sit here and lie. You know, it isn't. I have done the good old internet dating. I'm quite happy to share that with the rest of the world. And it's not pleasant sometimes because it just isn't. And I think actually Joni bought a T-shirt. Hey, Joni, about that one. The good old dating T-shirt.
Yes,
many
online dating dropout. I made that.
Yeah, she did. Because we both at one point, I mean, I have a partner, but we both at one point felt like that. So I do get what you mean. It's not easy to meet someone. And I think we're all shy of talking, like, you know, it's a little bit different. So, but I do feel there is, you know, there is a level of going dating. However, it depends on how comfortable you are with that. And it's also learning the rules of the game, if that makes sense. Which, you know, I think it can be a minefield. I'm not going to sit here and lie. And I used to have a little rule book for myself. It's like, I don't go out on a date unless someone is prepared to talk to me over the telephone first. If someone sends me a message and they're rude to me, then I'm not going to be going. Because a lot of some of the things that I think some of my friends, and I'll make people laugh when I say this, but a lot of my friends is like, what is it with dick pics? Why do people have to send people dick pics? And it's like, I know, it's just hilarious because you're like, really? So there is a level of finding out, the sorting out the wheat from the chaff, okay? I am being told you go out. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you play golf?
Do what?
Do you play golf?
Golf, no.
Have you ever fancied it? Or has it not been something that you've been to?
It's very expensive here where I live. Very expensive. Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. For some reason, I just got a picture of you learning to play golf. So I'm not going to put that. It is choice. It is choice. But I actually get the feeling you might actually enjoy it. And obviously, it's a kind of, I don't know, it's one of those, is like there would be people at the club that you would get to know. And it's almost like getting that sort of, instead of going out for a meal with friends, it's getting into a place where you're sort of mingling in sort of social clubs. So you get to know people, and then there's introductions. Does that make sense? It's kind of like, this is where I think they're kind of showing, joining the dots. I don't believe, I do believe you will meet someone, and the words I get is Sue. However, Joni will tell you what my timings are like when it comes to meeting someone. But I also feel I've been predicting Joni will meet someone for how long, Joni? I also, yeah, and then she does, and then, well. But anyway, all I will say to you is that, and I am saying this tongue-in-cheek, what Spirit is saying to me is you're doing the right things. You're going out, you're doing the right things, you're enjoying yourself, you're being with friends. But it also is putting yourself in a situation where you can be approached. Like, for instance, if you're going out for a meal with six friends, it's very unnerving for someone to approach you.
Yeah.
So you have to put yourself in a situation where you are, it's going to be, I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek, it's going to be easy access. So it doesn't mean, because if you're standing there with a group of seven friends or whatever, or sitting down, it's very hard for someone to say, hey, how are you? You know, and if you actually sat in a restaurant on your own, you probably would find someone would actually offer you a drink. Do you see where I'm coming from? So it's putting yourself in those situations where you are approachable, or someone would feel fairly comfortable approaching you. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the tough, that's the bit you've got to work on. And that's why I think I'm being shown a picture of golf, because there's a reason for that. It's like it's a mixed social setting. You could make friends. There would be people there that would potentially be single. And potentially there might be someone there that to say hi, you know? And I think for you, very strongly, you would be quite, if someone came at you at 300 miles an hour, you would be very unnerved because it's been so long since you've been with someone. It would almost have to start on a friendship level first, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like a friendship level first.
Yeah. Because for you, the more important about is the connection and the sharing life together. And doing something that you enjoy together. And I think, to be honest, I think that's probably why I'm doing the whole golf thing. So apologies that I'm being so absolute about that. But I do see a picture of you swinging your golf club down the fairway. No, I'm not being funny. Golf doesn't interest me at all, in the sense I've tried it. I normally mark the grass and then think never again because I'm not very good at it. So from my point of view, I wouldn't necessarily suggest that, but I kind of get the feeling that Spirit kind of want you to have a look around that, or just look around social clubs which allow you to socialize and mingle with other people.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
So I can't predict when, but I do promise you that I'm pretty sure it would be very soon, but it's just about getting yourself in that situation where it's easy for someone to say, do you fancy a drink?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So now wonderful. I'm going to hand you to Joni.
Is there any more clarification that you need regarding this? Because Caroline is very thorough.
I don't understand the question.
Well, you asked the question regarding, you know, meeting someone, and she gave so much info. So is there anything that you want me to jump off based on what she said?
Oh, okay, so am I going to meet him now in my town, or will I meet him? I know I'm going to Idaho in October for a wedding, and, you know, will I meet him out of town or in town? Or
I think he's around the bend, they say. He's close.
Yeah, oh, so good. Do I feel that. Yeah.
I feel like he's
close by. He feels very familiar to you. I feel like when you meet him, there's going to be soul recognition.
Oh,
and,
good.
Very interesting person, very delightful. I feel like there might be a few degrees of separation between you and him, that you might have some people in common. You might, like, boom, 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 and then, like, someone you know, and then him. Like, a little bit removed, but you're in a, it's like the periphery of a circle that you're in. I think, not that you were in, I think that you are in. Go in.
Will, do you think it might go into a marriage? Because that's what I hope for, that I'll be married one day. I've never been married. I'm 68. Imagine I skipped out of
no,
it.
No, it's okay. Not everyone incarnates with marriage. There are people that say,
yeah,
been there, done, not going to. So there are no fails. There are no shoulds. Some people have kids, some don't. Some have pets, some don't. Some live in an apartment their whole life. They never have a house. It doesn't matter. So it's all divinely ordered. Let's see about marriage. No, it doesn't feel it. Would you like to know why in this lifetime you didn't marry?
Yeah.
Going in. There's a lifetime you were a man. You
okay.
had so many children.
No. Oh.
That you, it was too much. There's a lot of overwhelmment. Let me go in and see what you were working on. Production line. You were like a factory. You were a production line. Let's see what that metaphor is. Creation, creating. Let's see what you concluded upon your passing, where I don't know if this is karma.
Yeah, I didn't have kids either.
You know, yeah, you got stuck. You got stuck over there. It was much. You got stuck. You're like, oh, are you ready? Said never. The N-word, never again. Never. Let's see about others. No, just stay away from me. So it was a stay away from and never again. I feel like, I don't need to go into the Akashic records. It's about vows and nevers and scripts. Would you like to release that?
Oh, I would, please.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any vows, never scripts, any negative karma where you blamed self, blamed other, you were done. You put the blanket, sealed it, and threw it away into the ocean. And anything that would stop you here, block you, just the wall up for having a child and, well, I don't know if that's happening now, but in terms of marriage here and anywhere else, and we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Kachu, you're glowing. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. There are many. Okay, so if we go from here forward, I think there is someone that might ask to marry you. Let's see if it's the one you meet soon. I don't feel so. I feel that's a training wheels one. I feel like within a year you stumble upon someone and there's companionship, confidant, and down the road I think that might be. Caroline, do you feel like that person down the road becomes a companion, confidant, and then he proposes later?
Yeah. Yeah, and also don't give up hope on that, because I feel that, you know, as soon as you said it, I was like, well, you know, it will come. Don't worry.
Well, that was from the forgiveness work. She released the scripts, and after she did she forgave it. Yeah, she released the never doing that again, done, stay away.
Yeah.
And that person that you're going to meet, I believe, is going to be, ooh, beautiful. Call upon the one that is for your highest good and the highest good of all, and just ask for divine assistance and thank them and pray and visualize it, know it, feel it, and take steps towards it. Fabulous.
I'll do that. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Let us
good.
know.
Let us know. Send a picture to the Facebook, Joni's White Light, not Joni's White Light, the UK-US
Psychic Tag Team. Connect across the pond.
On Facebook.
Yeah, and you can see me and Tony. Yeah, we've rejigged our banner, haven't we, Joni? So you can actually see our faces now as well. And we've got a little love hurt with the States of the UK because we are.
She made it. Get the all the fabulous graphic credit work. She changed the banner.
Anyway, great for you
good
to call
luck
in.
To you. Let
and
us know.
Good luck. And we will.
I will.
Will
thank you so much.
To hearing from you. Okay. You take care.
Bye.
Right. Okay. So we have 40 minutes left. So I think. What do you think, Joni? Shall we do one last one?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to 757, and we are coming to you now. So who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Oh, hang on a sec. 757. That would help if I actually press the button. Okay, 757. Hi, you're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, this is Christiana from Minnesota.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fine.
Good,
and how can we help?
My question is, do you see me moving into Maplewood apartment in St. Peter by the 1st of next month?
I feel like there's a holdup. Do you need to get funds from a bank?
It's a subsidized housing. So
I feel like there's a holdup. Do you have to contact someone to get them on their case?
No, they just got the paperwork, I think, and it needs to be processed, so it's going to take a few weeks.
I feel that there's something slow, so I'm not getting it at that time. Let's see what Caroline gets.
Okay, so for me, okay, this is the paperwork. It's like it feels like you need to fill another form in. Does that make sense? Is this an application for funding? Because I'm on the same path with Joni on this. I feel there's an application for funding that needs to be present before they can grant you access. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, there might be.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the holdup is. So I don't know what form you have to fill in, but I also feel that if you want it to come sooner, you need to find out what you've got to fill in.
Okay.
They are saying to me within 6 weeks. So it feels like if you go and investigate now what you need to do, have you filled everything in, have you submitted all the right forms, I feel that they're giving me 2 to 3 weeks and 6 weeks. So I feel you'll have news about the right property. And then I also feel you'll have more news around the funding. Does that make sense? Because the keys, I'm being shown a picture of a key dangling in front of me, and it's almost very like, yeah, it's there and it's ready, but it just feels like there is this holdup, and it's like there is something that has a form that needs to be complete that potentially has been missed, and that's not your fault. You've not been told to complete it. So make sure you chase them, okay?
Okay.
Joni, have you got
Thank
any more
you.
To say on that?
No. No, I just feel that this is slow. I feel it needs like more of a review or some type of a revision, and it just. I feel there's something with the bank. I don't know what this is. It could even be if it's subsidized that
it's a subsidy that's the one.
Doesn't have what it needs, and that you're kind of caught a little bit in this, and you have to wait. I do feel like you'll be pleasantly surprised, but I'm not feeling it's on the timeline that you think. What Spirit wants you to know is don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You got this.
Have you actually got to be out of where you are right now, or are you okay to stay there until this place is ready?
Well, I'm just concerned because it's like either I pay rent here where I'm at or I pay rent in a new place. So
yeah, but you won't be paying rent in a new place until it's granted to you. Does that make sense? I mean, have you already organized the moving in dates? It's just the fund and the subsidizing that's the problem.
I have to wait to hear back about the paperwork first.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about doing paperwork. Yeah, yeah. So it's like it feels 6 weeks. It really does. But again, as what Joni has said, don't panic.
Right.
Okay.
So I hope that's helped.
Okay, thank you.
It will play out. What Caroline and I are saying is that it's a little like, you know how they say it's complicated, right? So it's not what you think. It's not like so streamlined, kind of life gets in the way. You know, that's what happens. And you just stay on top of it. If you have to pay your present rent for another month because the rent check is due, I mean, we're not financial people, but it looks for us that it's going to be longer than when you might think the move-in is.
Okay.
So you need to make sure you have a roof over your head rather than bank on getting in if you don't know.
Yeah. All right.
It's a tricky
to be patient.
Overlap-ish.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you both.
Hope that helps. Okay. You take care now. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So I am going to say that we have 8 minutes left, and apologies for those that we haven't got round to. We do try and get round everyone, but today, to be perfectly honest, we've had on average 20 callers. So apologies. We will be back next month on the 12th of April. In the meantime, Joni, would you like to tell everybody where they can find you?
Sure. My name is Joni Eisinger, and you could find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you spell my last name, E-I-S as in Sam, I-N-G-E-R, like E-I Singer. I have a YouTube channel, Joni Eisinger. You could find me on Facebook, Joni's White Light Healing and Joni Eisinger. And you can also find us on Facebook, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Caroline, how can people find you?
Right. Well, I have a webpage or a Facebook page called Crystal Heart Psychics. I do answer messages on it. I also am Caroline Crystal Heart on Facebook. So if you friend me, please tell me who you're from. We do have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Facebook page. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Caroline Crystal Hearts. You can find Crystal Heart Psychics on Instagram, and you can find me on Twitter and LinkedIn as well. However, to message me, the best one is Facebook. So again, if you're stuck with finding Crystal Heart Psychics, please just message the page. Joni will pick it up and state, and we do not get offended. If someone messages and says, hey, Joni, I want to speak to you, I won't be offended, and vice versa. However, separately, we are at a chargeable service. We do this for free to be of service. We do it to offer healings because we do realize that there's a lot of people out there that are struggling right now financially, and that is fine. But obviously, if you see us privately, that is a chargeable service. Okay. And also, as I say, I have my lovely psychics online. In the US, it's $2 per minute. There is a credit card booking line, and you can see that on my website, which is crystalheartpsychics.com. And also for readings, I am contactable privately, where I can do a video conference at a premium rate live. So that is me. We will be back, as I say, 12th of April. I do want to just mention, because I want to big Joni up a little bit here. Joni has been ghost hunting over the weekend, haven't you, dear? So I was actually really looking forward today to talk about those experiences because, you know, I'm sure that was a bit of a whole heap of fun, Joni.
Oh, my goodness. I'll just say that I'm a changed woman. I was not a fan of paranormal investigations due to the portrayal on TV and movies of provocation, haunting, chasing, scaring, discarnate or ghosts, keeping them earthbound versus sending them home. And I am now connected with a loving group of souls who are very passionate about what they do. And as a result of my participating in actually three separate investigations in one night where I went to sleep, are you ready, Caroline, at 3:30 in the morning.
Wow. And I can tell you guys, she goes to bed at 8 o'clock. Sorry.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I got 3.5 hours of sleep. And there's so much to say. I actually just put out a YouTube video about my experience. It's not only healing for those who are doing the investigating, it's healing for the ones who might be onlookers. And also I believe it is healing for the souls, not the bitter, angry, or demonic ones, but the souls that are stuck between earth and home. And there is so much to say. My abilities are very, they have gone up. There's something that's going on with me. I crossed over a 4-year-old girl without knowing it. And she now is with me. And then the next night, in dreamscape, she introduced me to her mother, and she is now going to be with me, and I'm able to give a name to her and her age, and I have a lot of gratitude, and I was asked to return to be part of more. So I am a changed woman. I am blown away, and thank you for bringing it up, Carolyn. I'm not the same.
No, I kind of figured that, and I obviously me and Joni spoke, because we do speak in between radio shows, and Joni was telling me how excited she was for this, and I really did feel it was needed to be mentioned. Also, what I would say is I also have done some changes, so on my website, if you feel what color is your aura, I have some wellness quizzes that you can do, or what crystals or what aromatherapy you need to do. And also I have some products as well. But also, as I say, you can get my app now on Google Play Store, which I'm quite excited about. So, yeah. So it has been a fantastic show. I'm sure you can all agree.
Thank you for hosting. Thank you for changing the graphic. Congratulations on updating your website.
I'm so happy. I can't tell you. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, it was necessary. Again, I get spiritual pushes from time to time, and this has been my journey this year so far. I am going to play out a song. So obviously the first song introduced is also singing by the lovely Joni, which you can find her on SoundCloud and YouTube as well. However, I am also going to play a song that was sung by a dear friend of mine, who recently has had a little bit of a challenging time, and I always feel this song is very healing. It's called I Bloody Love You by a lady called Kirsten Smitten, who is a beautiful soul also on her journey of awakening. Thank you for calling in, and we will see you next month, and I will put the live link out on the Facebook page and on the Blog Talk page as soon as possible. Please follow us. You will get notified when we are due on. And when a new show announces itself. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Lots of love, and speak soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, sunshine, on a rainy day. I can feel your warmth radiate on my face. Talk to you, 'cause I live in sometimes.